Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This one comes from my DMs this morning. Bridget says, "Hey, Jen, I got a question for your listeners who have tattoos. So if you got a tattoo, listen up. Is there any way I can stop my daughter from getting one? She's 18, thinks she knows what she wants, but I'm afraid she's making a huge mistake. If I push too hard against it, she might just get one despite me. What can I say to convince her that tattoos are not cool and she might regret her choice? I know she's an adult, but she's still living at home with us, her parents. I love her more than anything, and I don't want to see her make a permanent bad decision. By the way, she wants to get a Game of Thrones-inspired theme all down her arm. Can I say or do anything to stop this? Thanks, Bridget." So join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941.
51539, that is the Jen and Friends text line, and please put your name on it so we can give you credit.
Okay, is there anything Bridget can do to stop her daughter from getting a tattoo? Now, full disclosure here, I don't have any tattoos, so I'm not good at giving advice here. If you've got tattoos, we really need you to join the show this morning, 404-263-0941. Curtis, Mark, and producer Bo here in studio with me, you guys all have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
So, Curtis, starting with you, is there anything that Bridget can do to convince her daughter not to get one?
Well, her daughter is 18 years old, so there's really not a lot she can do. And if it's her daughter's decision to get it, then so be it. But the thing is, because of course, you guys know I'm covered from neck all the way, you know, to almost my belly button in tattoos. But also my tattoos, it was a lot of planning. Some of my tattoos I thought about 8 years before I put them on my body.
Okay, so your suggestion would say, think about it.
Think about it.
Sit on it. Mm-hmm. For how long? I mean, at 18 years old, you want something, you want it now, you want to go do it. So
but you have
what
to
would
make
you tell her to, how long would you tell her to wait?
But you have to make sure it's something that you really want. I would say, you know, sit on it for at least a year just to make sure it's what you want. Not a few weeks, not a few months. I would give it a year.
A year. Mark,
a year.
What do you say? Is there anything that she can do to stop her daughter from getting, it sounds like a Game of Thrones sleeve down her arm?
Trendy tattoos are such a bad idea because Game of Thrones is 10 years from now is just going to be a pop culture talking piece. Like you see on the internet, people with like MySpace tattoos on them or ALF tattoos. But as someone who has two tattoos, I feel where Bridget is coming from. I regret both of them.
You do.
Looking back, if Caroline were to come to me when she turns 18 and say, "Daddy, I want to get a tattoo like you," I would do everything in my power to push her against it.
Really?
But see, sometimes pushing your kids against something is exactly what pushes them towards it. All right, this is already coming in from the 678. I have tattoos, but my father's rule was I wasn't allowed to get one while living in his house. Yeah, to me, it sounds like Bridget doesn't want her daughter to move out. She just doesn't want her to get a tattoo.
Right.
That might push her right out. All right, join the show for group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941. Marissa is here from Kennesaw to start us off. Marissa, you're on with Jen and Friends for group therapy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you say here?
honestly, like, I hate to say it, but all people who have tattoos are trashy. Like, like, if you have tattoos, I just assume you smoke and probably drink and drive. Like,
whoa.
Like, honestly,
you know what?
Something had to have gone wrong in your life to cause you to, like, cover yourself in tattoos, like, and make such poor decisions.
You know, I think I am 40, almost 44 years old. I think my life has gone very well. And, yes, I am covered in tattoos, but they're also covered up so no one can see my tattoos. No, I do not participate in any extracurricular activities. I think my life has been very successful. So you are extremely judgmental by making that statement.
That is pretty harsh, Marissa. What makes you feel this way?
I honestly, like, I just have friends who have tattoos, and, like, they all act like children and, like, It's just, are they all, any of these things, are they going to be relevant in 20 years? Like, think about what you're putting in your body.
You associate yourself with people who are just like you. That's all I've got to say.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for the call, I think. Emily in Cartersville, welcome to group therapy.
Hey, guys. So I am all for expressing yourself. I have tattoos myself. I think if that's what you want, that's great. However, I have ran into numerous issues with different jobs that have actually a no tattoo policy, like you have to cover them up. I was in the medical field, and I had to wear long sleeves underneath my scrubs every day. And I would get really hot, especially if you're doing like CPR on a patient or something. So that's just something to think about. You know, you have to think about what type of work she's going to go into and if that's something she wants to do every day as far as covering them up.
Okay, that's something to think about. Thank you so much, Emily. Thanks for joining the show. All right, Bobby in Shadydale, welcome to group therapy.
Y'all, come on now. Listen, twofold here. One, the girls that are calling in, guys calling in, it's trashy tattoos, or, you know, people are, I look at you with tattoos, you're a pot smoker, you're drinking and driving. Come on now.
Right.
That's like borderline retarded.
Mm-hmm.
I have a master's degree, I have tattoos. So then moving into the mom, her first thing is tattoos aren't cool. It has nothing to do with cool. The kid's got passion. She's got something she likes. If she maybe goes in it a little bit more gently, that's what I did with my stepdaughter, and just say, okay, you know, think about it before you do it, because I agree with that. You don't want to get a frog, then get pregnant and it turns into a dragon.
That's true. That's true. I have a lot of friends who got little tiny butterflies in college, and those became like moth monsters once they got pregnant.
I do love going to the beach, and you see, like, you know, the
60-year-olds
with a little butterfly in the small of back, and you're like, oh, that was cool in Panama City in 1982, wasn't it?
Brittany in Stone Mountain, welcome to group therapy.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, I mean, I have tattoos, and I did get mine young. For me, my mom did try her best to, you know, convince me to not get it. But, I mean, I think that did make me rebel and want to get it even more. So I agree with the lady before that she needs to come at her a little bit more gently.
Mm-hmm.
I guess about the decision of what she's going to actually get. Mine was a little tiny one that said angel. And, yes, I do want to cover it, but, hey. Hey, I'm still overall, I don't really fully regret it. It was an experience, you know?
Right.
And I feel like any in the end, you're going to have to go through.
Okay, 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Is there anything at all that she can say to convince her daughter not to get a tattoo? How does she approach this? We need your guidance next for group therapy. This is Jen and Friends, Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Just jumping into the conversation. Well, I got this message in my DMs. A woman named Bridget who says she wants to convince her daughter not to get a tattoo. Her daughter's 18, lives at home, wants to get a Game of Thrones sleeve, and she wants to know if there's anything she can say or do to stop this. So join the show, 404-263-0941. Shannon in Atlanta, welcome to group therapy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. So my husband is actually a tattoo artist in Atlanta. He was voted top 10 tattoo artist.
Nice.
Cool.
His shop is right off of Roswell Road, but he deals a lot with this. Like, he gets a lot of clients that, you know, don't know what they want, even if, you know, they're older than 18. I personally do not have any tattoos because I'm pretty conservative and I can't think of anything that I'd want on my body for the rest of my life, but he's covered. And he, when he has a client come in, he sits down and he creates something. It's not a, oh, I want B26 off the menu list. Like, it's personal. It's, you know, well drawn and well thought out. And also, like, when we have young clients come into his shop, Charlie will, you know, tell them, you know, what his price is. And the client will say, okay, I'll think about it more. Or the parent will come in and say, all right, if you think about this for a year, then I will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, a year.
Maybe she can go that route.
I think that's great advice. Thank you so much for the call, Shannon. Let's see. Tiffany in Commerce. Welcome to group therapy.
Hey, I'm one that at 18 years old, Friday the 13th it fell on. I was like, I'm going to be cool, go get a tattoo. I have 4 to this day. That is the only one I wish I had stopped and waited and sought out the design and sought out a different artist on to this day. So the best thing I can tell mom is sit down with her, discuss placement of the tattoo, discuss the design of the tattoo. Interview tattoo artists. Don't go to Joe Blow down on the corner who's got a tattoo shop and get it done. Just if she's got, if the daughter's going to do it, she's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially right. Don't go to, yeah.
Mom can try and work with her to think it out long term. Think it out. Think about the fact it's going to be there. Biggest advice I ever had, a friend's older sister that got tattoos, dude, tell me when I was like 13, 14, she's like, keep it where you can cover it with a business suit because you do not want to be in a board meeting with a butterfly on your ankle. That just don't look cute.
Thanks so much for the call.
And Joe
Tiffany.
Blow's Tattoo Shop, horrible reviews on Yelp, by the way. So definitely don't go there.
All right, Betty, you've got some advice because this happened with your daughter.
Yes, my daughter wanted a tattoo and I wasn't wild about it, but she was in school, in high school. And so I made an agreement with her. If she got a henna tattoo that would come off and probably fade in about 3 weeks, she could have one. So the first day she went to school and I came home from work and she had been scrubbing her arm. All it was just a little flower, but she'd been scrubbing her arm trying to get it off. And I never asked her what was said or anything, but that was the end of that.
And she didn't get any tattoos. All right, henna's a great idea. Stephanie in Duluth, welcome to Group Therapy. You're on with Jen and Friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friend.
Hello.
Oh, so for people who have tattoos are painful. And if this girl thinks that she's getting a sleeve as her first tattoo,
yeah,
she is insane. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. She won't get through it. So maybe the mom should be a little supportive and say, okay, honey, you think you want this. I've heard they're painful. Let's get you something small, maybe on your hip or on your shoulder blade. Or once that child sits through a small tattoo, she is definitely going to rethink the sleeve.
I like that idea. So maybe if you can't convince her not to do it at all, then just convince her to do something and start small. This is all really great advice. Kate in Atlanta, you got your first tattoo at age 18?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. My parents absolutely hated the idea. My dad's brother actually is the one who took me because he's a really trustworthy artist. But yeah, I got it at 18. I don't regret it at all. There's nothing they could have done to stop me. The only thing I would say is maybe there's a bunch of different online companies that offer like temporary tattoos where you can design it and then kind of like washcloth it, stick it to your arm, and maybe see if you like it first before you do it, a full sleeve. I don't know, but I don't regret mine at all.
And you say there's nothing she can say.
Oh, absolutely not, because I was already going off to college. There was nothing that she could do to stop me.
Oh, I remember that feeling. You know everything when you're 18. You know everything.
Yeah.
You know everything about
exactly.
The world.
Exactly. I'm smarter than you, Mom.
You're smarter than everybody.
Did Uncle Frank get you your first tattoo? Did he give you your first beer, too?
It sounds like the cool uncle, doesn't he? All right. If you want to join Group Therapy, 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the text line.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta's Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.